Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're still rolling there.
We're gonna have a party tonight. Underneath the mistletoe. Snow is falling.
All around us.
All around me.
Children playing.
Having fun. Hello and welcome to the Therapy Crouch with me, Abby Clancy.
And me, Peter Crouch.
In your sexy Santa hat.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I was just about to take it off, but now you said that.
No, I like it.
Yeah, you got a hair on you there. Make a wish.
Make a wish. No, that's an eyelash. It's an eyelash
to make
it. You need. Where's your festive
one? I know, I'm so upset that you didn't buy me a hat.
Where's your festive get-up?
I know. Well, I'm off screen, doesn't matter, does it?
You're off skiing?
Screen.
Oh, I thought you said you're off skiing. I was going to say Mexico and skiing.
No,
Jesus Christ, Ross.
Wonder if you can ski in Mexico.
I think it's unfair that, you know, these clowns get to go on all these holidays and we're stuck in the house.
I mean, it's quite the house to be stuck in, to be
slaving away on the podcast. Yeah.
I love this podcast. I love it. And I feel I feel like we've got our own little family going on with us and our listeners.
Mm. Yeah, well, it's the best part of our week, isn't it?
Come down with me. I'm in a cab.
I'm taking this off now.
Why?
It's like a bit of a knob on with it.
Scrooge. Bar humbug.
I know.
This is our Christmas party.
Do you know what I'm really noticing about Pete?
Go on.
Is that he's actually quite vain on the sly. You know, he threw the hissy fit in Bicester for having no gel. He won't wear a Christmas hat.
I'll put the fucking hat on, God's sake.
He's worried about his hat hair, isn't he, later?
I just don't want to deny the viewer of my flowing golden locks.
I was taking pictures of his hair in bed last night.
Why? Because he has the head.
She's trying to say I'm going bald. I'm not going bald at all.
No, you've got a fine head.
No, I think
fine head, yeah.
Very fine.
Fine head.
The top of his head now reminds you of those things that you blow and they all like...
That's nonsense, that.
Dandelion.
That's absolute nonsense.
No, you look fine.
Lovely, lovely head of hair. You're not seeing it this week, guys. I've got this dickhead hat on.
So it's Christmas! This is our Christmas party. We're actually off out tonight with our crew to celebrate Christmas because the kids are leaving us. John and Ross are going abroad. So it's time.
Tonight.
Yeah, my sister's just got engaged.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, 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 whoop. So she is so excited. You know, Scott finally took the plunge, took the hints and, you know, has got shit done.
It looked amazing as well, actually.
But that leads me on to my weekly wine, actually, because I need an upgrade.
Oh, shut up.
Ellie's diamond is bigger than mine,
I've seen pictures.
I'm not having it. Is it wrong to be jealous of your sister's ring?
It's probably a diamante.
Yeah. Claire's.
Yeah.
But no, that people do that, you know. They do upgrade.
Fellas or rings.
No, I don't want to upgrade you. You're fine. You're fine as you are, but... You know, it could be a little gesture of love.
Nonsense.
My love has grown for you and so has my diamond.
Once you change that ring, we're done. It's like, that is what it signifies.
Now, you try and scare me with that. Pete tries to scare me with, you know, you can't have any other jewellery because if you have any other jewellery, it'll take the love away from your engagement ring. Or I can't upgrade it because, you know, it's bad luck.
You don't deserve it.
That was the promise that but I gave. It signifies something special.
I have got seven other fingers.
Seven? You've got eight fingers?
No, because eight. Yeah. Seven full there. And two thumbs.
I thought, yeah, okay.
It's definitely off the cards, isn't it?
That's not an option there. Not an option. That ring is for you forever. So death do his part.
Just stop asking because refusal may offend.
How did you...
Do you know what? Someone said to me, I took a picture of it. I got an amazing quote from someone. I wrote my notes.
A dog's not just a Christmas
guy. I've got to give her a shout out, right? Eileen Atkinson.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She gave me a shout out today. Sent me a message on Twitter.
So you're telling me you've got chicks sliding in and you're reading them number one and number two replying and giving shout outs?
Eileen.
Come on, Eileen.
Come on, Eileen. Well, you'll understand why I wrote it down when I read it to you. It's a velter. Marriage is like a deck of cards. In the beginning, it's all hearts and diamonds. And later on, all you want is a club or a spade.
What prompted you to read that out just now?
Because you're talking about getting another diamond, aren't you?
Eileen can piss off anyway.
Eileen's, she's gorgeous. And she said, I thought that was a good quote, so I wrote it down.
It's a good quote if you feel like that, but it's not if you don't.
And
it's quite presumptuous.
I just thought it was quite funny.
But anyway, so I've got like multiple weekly wines.
I have actually as well.
So one weekly wine. I went to, my friend's got this incredible shop in Notting Hill called Founder Vision. It's a vintage shop and she's got the most insane collection of vintage clothes, pieces, dress, gowns, archive pieces. And I found this absolute gem of an outfit. Right, picture this.
Yeah.
Pistachio green, velvet, long sleeve, tight catsuit, cropped with a little flare, with a bit of a cowl neck.
Sounds great.
And put it on, and Pete thought I had a moose's knuckle. He was like, "Your bum looks great, but your cock looks even better." And I was like,
"We're at the stage now where I feel like I can be open about, you know, how you look, and you look sensational,
yeah, but
and
I
you look
amazing like that. I don't like that theory."
No, but I feel like you going out, you know what I mean, in that.
You just don't want everyone looking at me, Moose's knuckle.
Exactly, right.
Do you want everyone looking at you, Moose's knuckle?
No, but it didn't look like a Moose's knuckle at all.
Looked like a camel's though.
Yeah.
It was very kind of visible, I thought. And I wasn't sure that was probably the look that you should be going for.
At my age.
No. I loved it, but I don't want everyone else to love it as well.
Oh, I thought you were saying it was like a horrible thing.
Oh, no.
Keep that for home. Don't take that back.
Is a camel's toe appealing to a man?
Not a camel's toe, but a camel toe.
It's appealing. It's not unappealing. I've really thought about it.
So would you go, oh, God, a camel's toe looks great in that? Would you actually say that?
I don't think. It's not the first thing that I'd go for, no.
Hope not. Pervert. So that's one weekly wine. So now I've got nothing to wear. Yeah. And number two, I've just forgotten it.
Going again. I'll go then. There was the other day, we're looking at a picture of Ab. I'm going to say between 12 and 13 years ago, maybe. Mm-hmm. And I said, God, you look so young in that. And she got offended. I was like, you can't get offended. It was 13 years ago. You look younger. That's what I'm saying. You look so young. And she's like, what, I don't look young now? I was like, well, you don't look as young as that picture, which was 13 years ago.
Well, I know I don't look young.
You do. You look gorgeous and beautiful and youthful.
How did you feel about having our first guests on last week?
Oh, I thought it was fantastic.
God, I loved them.
Yeah, they were fantastic,
weren't
they?
Good couple.
Such a laugh. I still cannot get over the whole J. James thing. I am literally mind blown by that. It's like, you know, he said, oh, good, when people shout my character, Jay. And he's like, I turn around, I'm like, your name's James, your name's Jay anyway. Like,
calling someone Jay, who's James, is a very scouse thing to do, though. like you shorten everyone's name. I wouldn't call someone Jay if his name is James.
Well, I've got a cousin called Jamie and he gets called Jay. Mm. We've got Jason and Stacey, I call him Jay. And our friends who were called James, I call them Jay. Mm-hmm. It's the same name. It's like Abby and Ab. It's not like his name's Nigel and we're calling him Jay. Do you know what I mean? It's the same name. I just could
Why
not get,
you
over,
get
that.
Over that.
I know. You went on about it for 15 minutes.
I know, but I just couldn't get it. We should have a night out with them.
Yeah.
They were great fun.
They'd be a right laugh then, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Good couple, yeah. Very entertaining as well. We had a lovely day. Kids came round. They enjoyed it.
Gorgeous kids.
Yeah, good. It was a good experience. Mm. First.
It felt a bit weird having someone else on the couch at first.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, I'm kind of protective over our little space. This is our thing.
Mm.
But to have them on, you know, they do, you know, a similar thing to us. They've got their podcast out, which is great. And, you know, I think that you know, this kind of podcast goes down well because it's relatable. We talk about what everyone talks about, every couple.
Yeah.
But now I'd actually like to have them on again. We should just do a joint pod.
Will you be going on there soon?
Yeah, good.
Yeah. We'll be good to go for a pint with, I think.
Yeah. So this week has been full of the kids. Nativity plays, carol concerts, and the kids, especially Johnny, has been buzzing for it, hasn't he?
Oh, he's so excited for us to go and watch this, yeah. He's like, every day, like, you can definitely come, Dad, yeah? I'm like, yeah, don't worry, mate, I'll be there.
So was it as a nativity?
Yeah, it was just like a carol concert with a bit of kind of dialogue.
Oh, okay. But
so cute, reception year one, then Libs thing. And, you know, my kids get right into it, the practicing, the dancing, the singing. They love it. Johnny is like military precision on every move, isn't he?
He really goes for it, you know, which is sometimes there's a few kids that you can tell they just don't want to be there, but Johnny loves it.
Yeah. But he gets it from you.
What,
you pull the bloody robot out every available chance you can.
But you know what, babe? You just got to give the crowd what they want. You know, like, can feel it in the room. Like, this is a good time for the robot, this.
I've said it before, I'll say it again.
It's crowd pleaser.
How are you doing with your Christmas stuff, Ross? Are you all sorted?
No, I'm very much a Christmas Eve down the petrol station kind of guy.
What the fuck can you buy from a petrol station for Christmas?
You can get quite inventive.
How?
There's a belt one on Queen's Drive.
A vape? Or a vape or some car wash fluid?
Screen washer.
Yeah, screen wash, a vape or some cat litter.
Yeah, motor magazines.
Yeah.
A few bags.
No,
I would go mad if someone bought me anything from a petrol station.
Nah, not petrol
Unless
station.
Unless it was
job,
a Dairy Lunchable. Every time I go into the petrol station, which is not often, I get a Dairy Lunchable.
Mm.
It's such a strange thing that to buy, I think.
I like them.
It's like kind of processed ham and cheese.
I love Dairy Lee. I love a cracker.
You make a cracker?
The cheese that doesn't go off.
Yeah.
I actually don't put the ham in it.
You just have a cheese cracker?
Mm.
I just find that the weirdest purchase.
I bought you some cheese yesterday.
No,
did you see it?
I'm into my cheese, but
I bought you a bottle of port.
Yeah.
And the M&S brie,
mm.
camembert, mm. and a nice Stilton, and the salt and pepper crackers. Oh, it's not better.
Ooh, yeah, no, that does sound good. Like,
I feel like a little glass of port actually.
Mm.
I'm not that fussed on port. It's sweet. Do you know what I do you know what I could be saying Stilton though, like a broccoli and Stilton soup, but in soup weather now. I know you are a big fan of soups.
Have you tried mine?
No.
Broccoli and Stilton is a great soup.
Do you want me to give you the recipe?
Yeah.
Should we give the viewers a little Ralph update? Can you see him here?
Yeah, we can see him.
Yeah, he's doing great. And he's become a huge friend of mine.
Absolutely.
After all that kicking off.
I told you. You should just listen to me in future.
But if you go back through the old podcast, what I said was, I was always going to love him, and I didn't want another thing to worry about.
You don't worry about him though.
He is cute. You look a bit less like Dr. Evil when you've got him on your lap compared to Maggie.
I can't feel it.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what? He's so cuddly, this dog. It's just like a human, well, a canine teddy bear. He's just gorgeous, isn't he?
He's a good dog.
He's got a very good temperament, from what I've seen anyway.
He's a good dog, very good.
I've just remembered my other weekly wine. Great. So Christmas is coming up. Christmas is coming up. And
Six
it's
days.
Actually, it's 6 days till Christmas, my true love said to me. And
fucking hell.
It's all me. Christmas is exhausting for me.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't give one thought about the meat, the pigs in blankets, the Christmas breakfast, who's ordered the food, who's ordered the drink, who's got the presents, who's wrapped the presents.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't done anything for that. And then I don't, like, and then I get
like
a charger.
I'd like you to designate, I'd like you to designate my role, please. Just if you say to me, look, Guy, you need to go and pick me up, and I'll quite happily do that.
Would never in a million years trust you to pick the meat up.
He'd come back with like a 3-bed roaster.
No, no, he would. He wouldn't even go. He'd forget to go. He just wouldn't go. And then Christmas Day, we'd be like that.
Leaking
no.
apple sausages. Oh, come on. That's a bit unfair. I think I'm, yeah, obviously Christmas is very much to do with you, isn't
it? What have you done to contribute?
Towards Christmas?
Mm, so far.
I'm obviously scouting for your presence.
How's that going?
It's not going.
I think it goes great every year until the day when it you know, she's in tears.
Oh, stop. I've never been in tears. I just find
you
it
were in tears one year. You did because you just said
yeah,
no,
but I was pregnant then. I was pregnant and hormonal. That's yeah, okay. That doesn't count.
That all right,
so you're apologising.
I'm apologising.
Are you really?
That was the blue blanket for a child that we didn't know the sex of and a maroon baby bag.
She's never let me forget the maroon baby bag.
Insane. You're all done. You're all wrapped.
Really? You've yeah. bought me loads of presents? You don't
lots. Me. And you are going to love them.
Seriously. You're so organised, aren't you?
Mm.
Fair play.
Do you know you were talking about hiding presents from the kids the other day? Where do you hide presents from each other?
Oh, no, I don't. I just wrap them.
Do you?
I just buy
them. He doesn't look. He doesn't look for them, does he?
I don't look for them.
You can't wrap up a Bentley, though. That's a thing. Like, it can't be hidden.
It
can't be hidden in the house.
As if.
I'm joking. I'm joking. Now, to be honest, I just want to... I know I sound like I'm asking for, like, extravagant presents, but I genuinely, hand on heart, don't mean that. Genuinely, hand on heart. I just want to have a good time. It's very important for me for everyone to be together.
Mm.
And we're going to have an amazing Christmas night out tonight.
Mm.
Can't wait. We're going to... It's called Wild Kitchen. And it's like this big tent. Well, you're coming. Big tent in the middle of a field. And it's like Guy Ritchie invented them. And it's like this.
Guy.
You know, Beckham's got one in his garden.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen the one on the
And it's got, show. You know, the big open, like kind of tabanyaki / barbecue style. You know, it's got all the seats with the, you know, the skin rugs
yeah.
and fire and incredible Japanese chef.
Mm. Just us in the middle of a forest.
Booze is going to be flowing.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be good. But I am slightly concerned about the music situation. I forgot to tell John to bring the speaker.
Oh, God. Okay.
Why was do you not have music there now?
I don't know. It's quite a posh place.
Have you been before?
I think the people who normally go there would be like, you know, let's just discuss politics.
Let's discuss
and
politics.
Talk about this. This
are we not going to discuss politics?
This 2010 vintage burgundy.
2010 vintage burgundy. Great year, actually. Great year for burgundy.
Sorry, 1992 burgundy, and we can discuss it. And you know, we won't be doing that. We'll be shutting it down. We'll be raucous.
You underestimate us. We've got like it's a lot of intelligent people coming. We can discuss
politics.
Oh my
God, everyone is so intelligent.
Wine. We can discuss politics.
Yeah, but that's not the kind of night I want tonight.
No politics tonight.
No, I've been to 4 Christmas nativity / carol concerts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've worked so much. We haven't drank. It's party time.
Do you remember, we told the story about when we went to France and a friend of ours, a couple, were walking up and down the beach while we were having our lunch, like, and we thought they were having a massive argument.
No.
We discussed this.
No.
So they were having a massive argument, and it looked like, I mean, she looked like she was in tears.
She was in tears?
She was actually in tears, yeah. And I was like, oh my God, we were just like on the tables dancing around. I was like, oh, we better go and check on them. I went over and I said, are you okay? Like, what's happened? And he went, sorry, we're just discussing Brexit. I what?
I know.
She said, like, you know, I'm not sure it's going to be great for our economy. I went, fuck me.
I was like, sleep on it. Sleep on it. Let's have a good time tonight.
Sleep on it. Let's crack this one open.
In the spirit of Christmas, I did get an early gift off my mother that she's told me to bring down to
the Dad podcast. Jokes!
Can I throw them over?
Yeah, go on.
Amazing. Look at that. Dad jokes. I've actually got a belter.
Go
on. One that made me laugh out loud. I woke up to the ghost of Gloria Gaynor at the foot of my bed. First I was afraid, then I was petrified.
You built that up too much.
That's a good one.
I laughed out loud. Awesome.
I seen a good one. Why was the jalapeno shivering?
Is it chilly?
Because it's a little chilly.
Yeah.
It's a little chilly.
I've got one. Why did the chicken cross the road?
Because.
Yeah.
Oh my good God.
You love that one.
What do you call a magician that's lost their magic?
Paul Daniels.
Ian.
Ian.
Magic.
Yeah, magic. Ian. Magic magician.
Magician.
Ian.
Very good. I like that.
It's quite good. What does the grape say when it's squashed?
Juice.
Nothing, just lets out a little wine.
last one.
I threw a ball for my dog, extravagant, I know. But he looks amazing in the tuxedo.
Oh, that's nice. I'm going to take a little.
A good one, sir.
This is quite funny and quite zeitgeist. What does IDK stand for?
IDK?
I don't know.
Everyone else says, I don't know.
That was good.
It's like that Gwem, that Get Ready With Me.
What's that?
On Instagram. Everyone's like, GRWM, get ready with me.
Girl.
I'm like, what's this gwem everyone's doing? No idea.
What? Get ready with me? What? So you get dressed and like show it.
Boring. The kids love it.
We'll be doing that next year on the pod.
Yeah, I know.
Get down with the kids.
Santa hat on.
What do you call a snitching scientist?
Go on.
A lab rat.
That's good. What?
I don't get this. I don't get this joke. Do you?
Well, I haven't heard it.
What did the skeleton order with his beer?
Bones.
A mop.
Oh, because it'll just spill out when he drinks it.
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to...
Bones.
I'm not going to bore our listeners with this anymore.
I'll bore you with them later, shall I?
Yeah. We'll be reading them out every week.
I'll bore them with you later.
We should take these out with us tonight.
Yeah.
Thought, are we not discussing politics?
Do you know, I'm
going to do dad jokes instead, aren't you?
I'm privy to a little board game at Christmas, though.
Oh,
Monopoly, Trivial Pursuit, kids version.
Great games. Honestly.
I've heard you've had a bit of murder in this house over Christmas.
Oh, we have murder.
Articulate, we goes
off. John cheats.
He's a bad cheater, John. Any game, he's a bad cheater. He's super competitive.
We're quite competitive though on the games
because we're fantastic at it.
We are very good.
We are
at it.
Winners.
We win. We don't lose.
We don't lose. I got Peter Poker Table once for Christmas with all the seats.
Brilliant.
Didn't I?
Brilliant. Crouch's Casino.
I remember that. I remember.
So good.
We need to get that out. You know.
Yeah, we do.
It's a good game, that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. Really enjoy it. All right, should we get into the audience wines?
Mm.
Okay.
You didn't say your wine to me.
I did. I said about the photo, but, you know, there's a couple more. Like, I just think, you know, Christmas in general really is probably a bit too regimented around here. I think, you know, the organisation shouldn't be stressful. It should be a magical time where everyone comes together.
Babe, I've just wrapped 7 million presents.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that. You know, it's supposed to be that's a nice thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a nice thing to do, but I'm busy as well.
Yeah, but just something to bear in mind.
Just a bit of admin.
While you're on the golf course.
bit of admin.
Well, no, it doesn't bother you when you're on the golf course.
No.
Pete's like, I'll do a nice dad day with the kids. You know what he does?
Takes them to the driving range.
No, he takes them to his golf club. He doesn't even take them to the driving range. He doesn't teach them anything. You know what he does? Dumps them in the kids' club and goes on the range.
It's a win-win situation, right?
So I think that's disgusting. disgusting.
No, it's a win-win situation. So if I've got the kids, whatever.
All the other dads are on the tennis course playing tennis with the kids, playing paddle. All the kids on the range, ours are locked in the kids' club while Pete's just on the range on his own.
Well, I don't want the kids, like, I've got work to do, do you know what I mean? I've got to improve.
The handicap's not going to sort itself out.
No, it's not that. What it is, we walk past the kids' club. On the way down, we go swimming and stuff like that. And they're like, Dad, all day. Dad, can we go to the kids' club? They love it.
You didn't go swimming?
No, not this particular time, but we usually go swimming. And then we'll have a bit of lunch with the kids. I have a lovely family day. But then they're like, can we do an hour in the kids' club? I'm like, yeah. They don't say, can we do an hour in the kids' club? They say, can we go and get something? I'm like, yeah, get in there, kids. They run in so happy. And then I get a chance to hit some balls.
I've been desperate to make this fish pie, like for day, bought all the stuff, making my fish pie. And then Pete's like sabotaged it every night. Like,
because I took them out for dinner. Like, they were hungry. And I didn't want to put you out. And we went to the restaurant, had a bite to eat.
But I hate like wasting food. And I just wanted to. Then Pete's like, no, let's stay in the club. Let's go and have a meal here. And let's take the kids ice skating. And then they're eating crepes. And then he expects me to make like a fish pie at 9 p.m. I'm like, no, I'm a celeb son.
I thought you were just going to say, no, I'm a celeb.
I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
You're making fish pie at night?
Google
I'm
me.
A celeb.
That as well, folks. I'm joking.
Google me.
I didn't say Google me.
You did, babe.
I didn't.
You did.
If you're desperate to get a drink at the bar and they won't serve you because you're underage, that was the only option I said. And I didn't say Google me. I said you can Google my age.
Do you know who I am? Was the first comment.
Bullshit.
Do you not know who I am? Google me.
This story has grown legs. I would never say that I am the shyest person you'll ever meet when it comes to anything like that. And that is the God's honest truth. It's held me back.
It's held you back?
It's held me back. Is
it? Such a wallflower.
I am a wallflower. It took my mum to see. We went to an audience with Kylie.
How was that?
Amazing. Such a fun night. Me and my mum got all dressed up, and my mum's a big Kylie fan, so it was, you know, really special getting to take her to that. We danced all night, had a laugh. It was great. She's got some tunes, Kylie.
Yeah, she has.
Kind of wanted to go, really, but
you didn't want to go. You were invited, and you said, "No, I'm not going to that. I'm just going to go and I'm going for a curry with the lads."
But really, he wants to go to Kylie.
Pied Kylie.
I hadn't seen my mates for ages.
Do you know what she said as well? Someone said about like one of the audience questions was about like her signature moves, and you know she does the robot thing in slow, yeah. And she went up with someone else's crown.
Taking my crown.
Someone else has taken that move now. And I thought, I wonder if she's referring to you.
Well, really? Sexual tension between me and Kylie.
Have a babe.
That's why I've taken that from her.
How can you take that
from her? I don't know. It feels like it's building up. Like maybe she's obviously thinking about me.
She's got a list of people who were going to be in the audience, and the whole thing was scripted and on auto cue. So,
well, maybe she was expecting me to be there. Tension, I can feel it. Did you feel it when you were there?
Did I feel it?
The tension between me and her.
You weren't there, so no, I didn't.
All right, let's get into the weekly wines on that wine. My weekly wine is that my girlfriend is the most indecisive person on the planet. She's been deciding on a new carpet for our house for 2 months.
Like the sound of this girl.
A bit like Pete, I don't care what bloody carpet we get. The indecisiveness is apparent in everything we do. What should we have for dinner? What should we watch on TV? Is it just me, or are there other blokes out there struggling too? That's Dean in Stanford.
Dean needs to grow up. You know, I actually went to the carpet shop this week. I drove all the way to Knutsford to go, you know, the new wooden floor that I'm getting. When I spoke to James, I was like, bring all the samples. And he was like, no, I'm not bringing all the samples because, number one, there's just too much choice. You know, you'll get confused. And from what you want, I can already rule out what you don't want. But I didn't believe him. So I drove to Knutsford. It took me 4 hours there. I'm 4 hours back.
You're joking.
No.
Was it worth the trip?
It was definitely worth it, but annoyingly, the wood he suggested and brought on the very first day I met him, like weeks ago, we went with that one.
Do you know what though? Like for me, I wasn't only part of it, and I'm so glad that I wasn't part of it. Like that would have been a big kind of, that would have been a long day for me.
It's with
a lack of interest.
You know, it's so refreshing being around a guy who's got the same interests as you.
He owns the floor company.
I know, but we could talk about floor for hours, and he's not bored. He doesn't think I'm a drag. He doesn't think I'm boring.
I don't think you're boring. I think I like floors as the next man. Do you know what I mean? But they're not. I don't want to spend all day talking about floors.
Well, I did. I got a lot of enjoyment out of that day.
Okay.
And well, now I am confident with my decision.
A lot of work goes into that decision, doesn't it?
A lot of work does go into that decision, and you know, with this girl with the carpet, like I get it. It's a big thing. It's a huge expense. You know, it's a big part of your house, carpet, wooden floor, a sofa, that, you know, the kind of those purchases that you don't want to, you want them to last.
I do get where he's coming from, Dean, here, though, because with everything, like with the dinner, things like that, like it's just like the decisions
what,
that
what
I,
dinner?
Just in, he says dinner and he said, you know, other things
carpet?
Like what's watching
no,
TV.
No, and dinner as well.
No, he's got, he's like dinner, what are we having for dinner? It's like, oh, should we do this? Should we do that? All this deliberation all the time. What should we watch on TV? No, yeah, not this one.
We do that though. We're guilty of that at
That's
night.
That's what I mean.
When we get into bed.
It's nothing worse, is there?
Netflix.
When you go through and you're scrolling for ages and you've wasted half an hour like looking, haven't you?
What we should do, we should plan what we're going to watch.
Yeah.
At night, in the morning.
Yeah, but sometimes you fancy watching something in the morning and it gets to it and you go, oh, I can't be bothered watching that now. Do you know what I mean?
I'm so over murder stuff.
I'm more of a comedy guy.
Oh, no, we do like a.
I don't.
Bit of murder. Oh, I do.
I love a bit of murder in this house.
I don't like murder in general. Obviously, it's a terrible thing.
I'm not watching that stuff anymore.
It's intriguing, you know. Like
I don't
want
to. I think there's something to be said with filling your brain with horrible stuff.
No, yeah, but I do like a bit of drama and all that. Like, it's I do.
Do you?
Not in my life. I get enough of that with you.
But, plenty more where that came from.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, so listen, you know, how do we help him here?
I think he needs to have a word. You know, sometimes you need someone to grab the bull by the horns and just say, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
Maybe he could take over. And if she can't decide, I'm making the decision for you. And then he might prompt her into, you know, improving her indecisiveness.
Maybe she just wants to, maybe she's
or
similar to
her.
You. Maybe she's similar to you. She wants him to share her passion of floors and carpets,
and dinner.
And he hasn't really got that much interest.
I think she's pretty indecisive on all levels. It sounds.
Sounds like it.
Okay.
I'd dump her.
Dino, get rid. Okay. All right, another one. Hi, Peter and Abby. My weekly whine is about my husband, Gavin. We're both big fans of the pod, and I hope he listens to this. We've been together for 12 years, and every single year, he forgets it's our anniversary. This year, I decided not to remind him, and as I expected no mention of the anniversary, he went about his day as usual, returning home to a very stroppy wife. Name and shame, please. Susie from Sheffield. Her husband's called Gavin. He's been named, and he's been shamed.
Gavin, you absolute... loser. No, joking.
I've honest, never forgotten an anniversary, and Ab has. Can you believe that?
I forget
that?
It every
no
year.
Way.
She forgets.
Do you know why? Because we're always on holiday.
Mm.
And when I'm on holiday, I don't know if it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday or Sunday, and I don't know the date. It's just holiday.
But because I know that my life will be hellish, I don't forget.
Pete remembers and gets me a nice lemon rose.
I'm not saying I get the presents right, or even the
you
evening
didn't
right.
You didn't have to do presents for the anniversary. I don't think.
Well, I get flowers in a card.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I'll take you for a nice meal.
I've started doing what my mum does though. I've got your card there; it's on the side, like still in the cellophane, not wrapped, not written.
That's cheeky. That's
I know,
the
it's horrible.
That
my mum does it to me every celebration, and I've started doing it. I don't want that trait. I do that now, because I want to sit down and think about it and. Write something from the heart, and I never have time to do it.
I think you'll make time. You'll make time in that relationship. You know what I mean? Funny enough, we got a anniversary story in. Did we reach you?
Say that again.
Boring you, are we?
No, I'm just playing with my dog. Sorry.
Yeah, we got an anniversary story, and it's actually from Stavanger. It's Helen listening from snowy Stavanger, Norway.
Oh, wow.
Today's our wedding anniversary. Every year I forget which day and what year we got married. The only way I can find out is by searching Crouch first goal for Liverpool.
Oh, that's the day we met.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
My husband put a bet on Pete to score in that match. And one of the first things he said to me whilst signing the register was, I won 200 quid on Crouchy today.
Oh.
18 years on, it's still one of my funniest memories from that day. Love.
Oh my God.
Thanks for the laughs.
So they got married literally to the day, to the amount of years we met.
Oh my God. That's
so we've been together 18 years. We met on, you know, Pete scored his first goal for Liverpool. Mm-hmm.
Hat so trick. We've got something in common with Helen.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Nice little story.
I love those kind of stories.
What a nice little story that is.
I'd love to be one of those people who knew, like, the time you were born and the time...
Your dad's great with dates, isn't he?
So good.
He writes it in a diary, though, doesn't he?
I don't even know my awesome mail, but... Literally. I can't do another date and another birthday and another time. You know, with four kids and four school WhatsApp groups, four lots of extracurricular activities, my mind's gone.
My man's telling me no. So this is a Christmas podcast, right? Let's get into Christmassy stuff, okay? What do you love about the festive period?
I think you know Christmas is coming when you get the Christmas movies on the telly, you know, on a Saturday afternoon. And you've been off the past few weekends, which I love. Do you know how...
I've enjoyed it.
It's good, but you definitely need two adults on board on the weekend in this house, don't you?
Yeah, because I'm not always here. Mm. And
all the kids have to be in like football, netball, hockey, all at the same time in all different places. So we did a bit of like taxiing about, didn't
we? Bit of splitting up, really.
Bit of splitting up and then combine at the end for food and fun.
Quite good, I thought. Mm. Enjoyed it. It's all very Christmassy at the moment.
Can't
isn't
you
it?
Just retire? But
are we going? I'm retired from my day job, really.
Can you just retire from everything?
Full stop, yeah.
Let's move away. Let's go and live on the beach. Open our own shack.
Would you ever do Christmas abroad?
We've done Christmas abroad. By accident.
We kind of had two Christmases, didn't we? Because we stayed, didn't we? And then we pretended it was Christmas when we got home as well.
Did you?
Yeah.
We stayed
because you left the presents.
We went on a holiday before Christmas and, you know, looking at the weather back home, it was like torrential rain and we were like, should we just stay? Mm. But all our presents were at home. So we had to say to the kids, oh, it's Christmas in this country, but not in England. And we had to send the guy from the hotel to like the mall with a list. It's like, buy all this stuff. Yeah. And we did a little mini Christmas there. And then when we got home, we had Christmas. But there's something, you know, I am not one to go out for Christmas dinner. I like my own gravy. I like my own potatoes. You know, I think, I don't know, it just seems...
You are very good at a roast, I have to say.
Mm.
At the Sunday roast.
I feel like you've got to have Christmas dinner at home.
I agree. I would not like to be... Was it a hot country that you were in as well?
Mm.
But no, I always find it bizarre when you hear people having like who live in Australia and they have a barbecue on the beach on Christmas Day.
Yeah, I mean it's just not. It's only because we're suckers for tradition in this country. It's like even when they change the football fixtures, and like there's an uproar this year because of Christmas Eve. There's a match. Never been a match on Christmas Eve. There's uproar about it because we're suckers for tradition, aren't we?
Yeah, but there should be uproar about it because that means on Christmas Eve, when you're doing all your last bits, you need help in the house, your fucking husband is sitting on the couch watching the match. That's just not on for me.
Well, there's a lot of people that actually be travelling away to the match.
Yeah, and all travelling away to the match, the footballers, it takes them away from the family. Like, I think, you know, for a lot of the privileges that the footballers have, being away from your family on Christmas Day is a tough one. I spent so many years on my own because Pete had to stay in a hotel Christmas Day. Pete did like 20 years without a Christmas dinner.
Spag ball on your bed on Christmas Day. It's just not the one, is it?
No, but...
Think of footballers around Christmas, okay? It's a tough industry.
It's not. No, but it is. Like, no matter how much money you earn or if you're doing what you love, Christmas is a time to be with your family.
Yeah.
But it's also a very traditional to have football on Boxing Day.
Football on Boxing Day is totally fine by me.
But Christmas Eve is a no-go.
No, so are you trying to drop a bomb that you're working on Christmas Eve, because you're not. I'll call Kim up and tell her myself.
I'm not working on Christmas Eve, no, no. But I'm just telling you there's a game and there's uproar about it, because obviously the travel... And
who's uproaring? All the wives?
No, well, probably, yeah, 100% them. But
there'll be an all-women march through London. No football on Christmas Eve. No football on Christmas Eve. It would be a peaceful protest.
It would be peaceful.
That's a nightmare for everyone involved.
It's not. It's great. It's more the football, the better, isn't it?
Christmas Eve football. We have Christmas Eve mass. You know, it's the last little time where we're getting everything ready, putting the presents out. Your husband comes home pissed and just goes straight to bed. Ruins Christmas for everyone.
Not all football fans go and get pissed at the match.
I think they do.
They don't. Not all
they
of them.
They absolutely do.
They do not.
The pregnant ones might not, but everyone else definitely does. That is a nightmare for all
Didn't know you'd feel so strong about
it. I do. Who do I call?
Lots of people agree with you.
Who do I call?
Richard Scudamore at the Premier League.
Well, who the hell's he? Is he new?
Head of the Premier League.
Is he new?
No.
I'm going to call him up.
Yeah.
I can't imagine like Rio and all that being happy about that.
Well, there'll be people. The game will be covered. I think will be televised. It's not the end of the world,
Pete. It actually is.
Yeah, like Pete's just opened up his own hand grenade.
I can't believe that you're so against this.
Yeah, because Boxing Day is enough. Like, give us Christmas Eve and Christmas Day for God's sake. We only have half a Christmas Day with our football and husbands anyway. I can't believe it.
Okay.
I want to get our listeners to write in and see. Let's get a petition going. Let's definitely get a petition going and who's on my side. Look, footballers are great.
Footballers are great.
Footballers provide entertainment for the nation and that is fabulous, but give us one day without it.
Christmas Day is no football.
But it's not for the footballers and people, as you say, who have to travel away. What if it's in like Norwich and Liverpool fans have got to go to Norwich Christmas Day to get there for the match and it's normally an early kickoff, 12 o'clock? Just ruins everything.
Okay. All right.
Petition. Well, please write in.
We'll do an Instagram poll.
If you can.
So I'm going to give everyone a copy of our book for Christmas in their stockings. You know, if you're looking for present tips, what you should do is just give everyone a copy of our book. Buy everyone a copy of our book, because that's what I'm going to do. I've got a few here. I'm going to give it to all my loved ones. Therapy Crouch, In Search of a Happy Never After. Book signed Bosch.
It's a wonderful present.
Little bit of Christmas reading. You know, you can even read it with your partner in bed and discuss our chapters. How to keep the spark alive.
That's what we do. We read together.
A couple that reads together stays together.
Certainly does.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Having said that, let's get into the Agony Abs, where people hate each other. This is, hi, my Agony Ab relates to the fact that I cannot seem to keep my house clean with my lovable but very messy new pup. If I'm not cleaning up after his piss and poo escapades, I seem to forever have to mop my a mop in my hand, wiping up scruffy paw prints every time he comes in from the garden. With the weather only getting worse and worse, I'm starting to have some existential dread that I'm going to spend the rest of my days as a glorified Cinderella. Useless hubby and two young kids does not help with this situation as well. God. So, Abby, being the clean queen and the animal lover that I know, that I know you are, I have a couple of questions for you. One, how can I get my inconsiderate husband and kids to share this burden with me? And number two, do you have any preventative tips for keeping my carpet alive? Much love, Emily. You two get on like a house.
Emily, unfortunately, hon, there's no resolve in this.
You say that, but you constantly try and resolve it. So
the useless husband thing, I can't help you with that because I am still trying.
That's fair.
No, you are good.
I've started washing the dogs after every walk now. I don't know if you've noticed that.
I haven't noticed, no.
So as we come down, we'd have a shower downstairs and we'll come in through that way and I wash them every single time.
You know, that's the thing though, having like kids and animals, you kind of have, it's a losing battle. You kind of have to accept defeat on that one. There are a few handy tips you can get like that. Well, that's what I need actually. A doormat.
Got me. You've got me.
I actually need a giant doormat.
Here I am.
Because mine was trash and in the bin.
That's another. Let me write that down. Christmas.
No, I genuinely do. Doormat. And you know, you can get little boots for dogs. So when you go for a walk, you can put the little boots on and then you take them off them before you come in the house. But that is, you know, a bit tedious if they're running in and out of the garden.
Oh my God, yeah. You can get little shoes for a dog.
You can get little shoes for them, but, you know, it's not realistic. But I'm the same. I've got my mop bucket out constantly mopping the floor as the dog come in. But, you know, it's part of it. They bring you so much joy. Look at this. Look at this gorgeous little thing.
We weren't allowed to sit on this before we started doing this podcast. Now the dog's lying on it.
I know, but he's gorgeous. He's gorgeous.
Is that why?
You know, the kids who like cry for the dog, Mom, we'll feed her, we'll take her for a walk, we'll pick up the poo, we'll clean. They don't. So for anyone whose kids are telling them the same thing, they do not do an absolute thing. It's a novelty. The dog is for me. This is my dog. Jeffrey is both of our dogs. Both of our dog, isn't he?
Yeah, but you know, I do most of the stuff with the dogs.
Walk them. I cuddle them.
Feed them. Cuddle them. All the good bits.
I cuddle them and you walk them.
And pick up the shit. And
you don't
feed
pick
them.
Up the shit.
I do, babe.
You don't.
Of course I do. If we're on a walk.
Yeah, if you're on a walk, but not in the garden, you don't.
I do. I do.
Doesn't.
Okay. Well, there's no. So you said there's no help for her?
No.
Okay.
There isn't.
It's family life.
Tell her to slide in and we'll bitch together.
There you go, Emily. Get involved. Speak to Ab. You can bitch together. Do you want to read one?
Hi, Abby and Pete. I have a bit of Christmas agony, Ab, for you. Why is it that my husband is so frigging useless when it comes to do anything to do with Christmas decorations? Now, I do appreciate he's the one who has to do the annual trip into the wasp-infested loft to get all the deckies down. However, this is literally the only thing he does when it comes to putting anything up. He will gladly stretch himself across the sofa enjoying the Christmas Baileys whilst Muggins over here is spending her entire afternoon untangling lights, slotting Christmas tree sections together and tying Christmas cards to the banister. Not only that, but when it comes to the cleanup job after, he decides to go missing, so I have to spend the next hour or so hoovering and polishing the house. I've confronted him about this and he says he has no interest in the Christmas decorations and if it's down to him, he wouldn't put any up. Am I unreasonable for wanting a bit of help bringing the festive cheer into the house or is he being a right knob as per usual? Any advice on how I can get him off his arse and up the tree would be helpful, Jane.
It's a common theme here, isn't it?
Many useless.
Looks that way, doesn't it? Like, I don't know. Like,
I think that should be our merch. Men are useless.
I love Christmas. I don't like the organisation that goes potentially with Christmas. I do. What else do I do?
You put his Christmas hat on today, didn't
you? Put my hat on. Put my jumper on.
You don't do anything. But it's okay because you're actually all right. You're okay. If you had,
you're bad now.
If you had so many other bad qualities, you'd be gone.
Yeah, and I do.
But you've got a lot of fantastic qualities, so I can let you off when it comes to, you know, decorating the house and.
Okay.
I think for this woman as well, I bet you the 1 year she didn't do the decorations, he'd be like, where the fuck are all the decorations in the house? The house looks shit.
Yeah.
Obviously, I appreciate what the lengths that Ab goes to for Christmas, like massively.
Well, I have Lee. You know Lee, our builder. Mm. Lee basically lives with us now. And Lee gets my trees out the loft with me. Lee helped get them down.
Oh, thanks, Lee.
Lee carried them down because you were on the golf course practicing your shit swing.
That hurts because it's true.
No, Lee got my trees down for me helps.
Well, I would do that in the, you know, if I was here.
Where do I keep them?
In the loft, underneath the, next to the stairs. I've done it before.
Once was enough.
That's why I'm never around when it's tree up day.
But I kind of want them out the way. You just irritate me, like if you're home.
Okay.
So I would prefer you to go out and come back and everything's done.
Yeah, and I think you get a kick out of me arriving home and going, oh my God, this is amazing.
Mm.
You do, because you like to get it all done. And the kids, all our faces light up.
Yeah.
And I think you
could, we've been doing the elf. We've got four elves. And it's, I think Pete's living out his like lifestyle fantasies with these elves. So he's had the elf with the golf clubs. He's had the elves drinking beer. He's had the elves sitting on the couch with four Barbies.
That was my favourite one.
I'm just like, what the hell is this?
He had the four Barbies like that, right, with his arm around
popcorn.
Them.
Popcorn.
And with the popcorn.
In between his legs.
And he had a movie, a Christmas movie on pause and the remote next to him.
That was my favourite.
And here's me, like, crushing meringues, making snow all over the floor, getting all cars out, sitting them on a little train, putting all the teddies in the train, followed by the elves. Pete just, like, sitting an elf there with a bottle of Peroni. He'll just get the elf there and sit there with a bottle of beer.
I heard Johnny this morning, I heard all the kids discussing their favourite elf one, though, and they said the Barbie one.
Me too, son, me too.
Elf's a pure player.
He is, yeah. We got the other one. Yeah, that was the one with the, he's driving with the convertible, the little convertible car as well, and he's got the arm around and on the wheels if you've been for a spin. All good fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, last second here.
Okay.
Hey, Abby and Pete. Really looking forward to listening to this pod every week. My girlfriend and I have been together for just over 4 years. This October, she went travelling with her best friend. They'd been looking forward to this for months. I couldn't get the time off work. Oh, there you go. So I was unable to go with them, although the offer was there. Since she's been away, I felt our relationship taking a bit of a hit. We're on different time zones. She's busy exploring, loses track of time to speak with me. I miss her, but I don't want to be overbearing. I feel that if I don't say something, we might just drift apart. What should I say without sounding like I'm trying to spoil her fun?
Oh, well... I am a firm believer in, if you want to be with someone, you will. You will travel 10,000 miles for 1 second. I remember when I used to be like traveling to see you in a car. I used to like in my head, like imagine myself like running so fast just to get there, like fast in the car. And I think if she can't even like time zones and stuff, that's bullshit.
Mm.
I think. Some people do make long distance relationships work. And, you know, I think telling someone how you feel and you miss them and you'd like more contact is not spoiling someone's fun.
Mm. I'm not sure how I feel about being together 4 years and then just depends how long this kind of travelling situation is.
What would you do? Like, if we didn't have kids, if I said to you, right, Pete, I'm going travelling with my mate now for a year.
Get in there.
You'd be like, yes.
Oh, I'd be like, we can just do one on your travels while you're there.
You wouldn't say do one. You go, please don't go.
I'll say, you sure about this decision? Because I would say, you're going for a year. That's like,
we don't know how long. She might just be in Tenerife for a week.
No, but I mean, she went in October. It's travelling, isn't it? And they've written in December. That's at least a couple of months. And she's still away. be 5 months, something like
that. Do you think people can stay faithful on a long distance relationship?
Yeah, I think they can, but I think you know, pick up the phone, don't you? Check in.
Kanye, I'm in the jungle. Our signal's really bad.
Yeah.
Do you know what I think? He sounds like a lovely guy.
His name's Anon.
I think
still funny to me.
It's there's nothing worse than heartbreak.
It's difficult.
You know, when you love someone and they don't love you the same back or more. Top tip, always get someone who loves you more and you love them.
Is that what you did?
I actually don't think that's true. I'm joking.
No, I think
equal love
is the one.
Because if you don't, if someone loves you more than you love them, then
you get the ick, don't you?
No, I don't think
you go traveling.
I don't think too much love is icky.
Love conquers all. Peace and love, baby.
I
alarm bells for me. Get her to start calling you, otherwise you're gone.
But you don't want to do the game thing, because you could say, like, when she calls, don't answer the phone, and then she might start going.
No. Don't do the game. You just say to her, look, you know what? I'm feeling a bit.
Hate like, the player, not the game.
I'm feeling left out here. Like, I'm sure you can make time to call me once in a while. Feeling quite lonely. You're on your own. I know you're having a lot of fun. Don't want to spoil that. But I would, if it was up to me, I'd spoil
it. Sounds a bit out of
spoil the life out of it.
Sounds a bit.
I'd be like, you either get home or you're gone.
It shouldn't be spoiling her fun talking to her boyfriend.
That's what I mean.
It sounds a bit out of sight, out of mind to me, this. And alarm bells. Dump her. Get rid.
Happy Christmas.
Have a nice Christmas on your own.
Hey, that's not nice.
Oh, good. Or maybe you shouldn't say that. All right then, mate. Have a nice Christmas. Sorry.
But you do think about people who are on their own for Christmas.
It's not nice. It's horrendous. It's I feel sorry nice. For this fella.
It's not nice.
Just, I think you've got to be honest and tell her how you feel.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Then dump her.
And then dump her, you know, when she comes back.
He can come here for Christmas dinner. He's on his own.
He can come here.
We're taking all the waifs and strays in this house.
Got these, like, haven't we?
Okay.
All right, then. Well, listen, you know, Christmas is just around the corner. And do you know what? Like, I feel like I'm going to really kind of ramp up what my festive cheer. I'm going to, babe. I want to be involved. Let me do the meat this year.
No, Pete, because you'll ruin it. And okay. Then the dinner will be ruined. You're not doing the meat. You can clear the table, fill the dishwashers and empty them.
Right.
Because that's the worst job.
Yeah. I will take on the worst job because I love you so dearly.
Thank you.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Merry folks. Christmas, you filthy animals.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.